Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone in the franchise world. My name is Paul Segretto, and this is Franchise Today. Today is Wednesday, August 24th, 2016, and of course, the end of summer is slowly creeping upon us. And I know we've already started the franchise event season. Last week, of course, was the Fagery event up in Minneapolis. This week is Marion O'Connell's Franchise Capital Exchange in Chicago. Joining me, as usual, is my co-host, Stan Friedman.
Paul, how are you today?
I am doing well, having celebrated my 59th birthday the other day. And, I do feel old.
Did you say your 69th old. Birthday the other day?
No, I said the 59th. I'm not yet as old as you are.
Did you say 79th? Oh, excuse me. Listen to you. We're going to do some smack talking, are we?
Yeah, there we are. We got a lot to talk about today, Stan. I just pulled off the Business Wire press release. Franchise Expo West debuts in one of the America's most entrepreneurial cities. And, of course, we're talking about Denver, Colorado. Thousands are expected in attendance at the Colorado Convention Center from October 6th through the 8th. It's the premier franchise event in the Western U.S., and it's actually making the move to one of America's most entrepreneurial cities, as we discussed, Denver from Southern California. It's going to be the epicenter, Stan, of small business opportunity, as they literally are expecting thousands upon thousands of individuals to attend, as well as several hundred franchise brands and franchise professionals. And, of course, I will be there along with two of my clients of Franchise Foundry will be there with me, and I'll be speaking along with Lee Plave and Teresa Huska on social media and data in franchising. And I know, Stan, you have two special things at the event. You will be talking again, you'll be speaking again, and at the A to Z's of franchising, and then also you have a special event for the first time with MFV Expos, the producers of the event. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, the press release is out. It was out, and again, this week in the IFA Insider or the Smart Brief. I believe it was in the Smart Brief, the announcement that the Pro Athlete Franchise Initiative is going to be delivering our first time ever summit as part of the MFV Expos. And so we are going to have a 2.5-day event. We're going to see a couple dozen to more than that, hopefully, professional ball players in their twilight years. Some of them may be a little bit younger. We've seen each year we've done these, the age range has been dropping to where we're starting to catch some more viral interest from those whose careers are not quite twilight yet or retired, but earlier stage ball players looking ahead to what happens after the game. And so we're going to be presenting the summit as part of Franchise Expo West. I want to thank Clem Benin, who is a sports management guy up in the New York area, who has helped us secure NBA great Rick Barry to be our keynote. And Rick Barry's got a franchise story to tell, and he's going to share that with the audience at Franchise Expo West. So this will be not open to the general public, but it's going to be classroom education for these athletes. They're going to be on the floor of the show putting what they've learned in morning sessions to practice on the trade show floor in the afternoon. And Mike Stone and I and all of us are really, really excited, Tom Portese, for getting this together and bringing this into the MFV fold. So that's going to be an exciting time for us. And, of course, the A to Z's of buying a franchise will keep me busy with Rebecca Monet teaching that class on Saturday. So I'm hoping that I get a look at the trade show floor this year, Paul, because it looks like I'm going to be in the seminar rooms quite a bit.
Yeah, I imagine you will be, and definitely then you won't be traveling the streets looking for some edible brownies and lollipops.
All right, there you go again. So let's get on to some serious business, and along with the Franchise Expo West news in the front of the house, it's a great segue to a piece I saw. I think you talked about it last week, but I'm going to bring it back around because I saw it again today, and that is that this Wednesday's IFA, Wednesday Wise webinar is all about mentoring, and who could be better associated with that than Catherine Monson, Barb Moran, And the Wednesday Wise is, you know, got to register for that pretty quickly. It's only a day or two. Actually, it's September 7th. So there is a little bit of time before that comes around. And Harvey Holmesy is going to be moderating it from Express Services. But, you know, we talk mentorship all the time. That's franchising by another name. So I feel like that Wednesday Wise will be a really important one. And if it's not on your calendar, September 7th, get it on your calendar and attend. Plan to make it for that one. Also, Paul, wanted to talk about the upcoming fan meeting in D.C. and the Franchise Action Network. And if those of you in the audience haven't yet registered, it's time now to do so. We're going to get some 400 to 500 IFA members face-to-face with congressional legislators on Capitol Hill to hear from us directly about franchising instead of from the NLRB and from the SEIU and from all these other surrogates who we could live without. It's time to get up to the Hill so we can tell our story, we can talk about what franchising really is all about, and who better than your franchisees to be up there talking about the direct impact that franchising brings to the economy in their own home districts, to their own home legislators. Nothing more important on the calendar than this meeting for getting franchisors with their franchisees up to Washington, D.C. So please, if that's not on your calendar yet, it's getting very close. I also want to talk about FranGuard, which is available at Franchise Leadership Conference coming up here in Atlanta, Paul, at the end of September. FranGuard is a requirement for anyone to be certain that they have that under their belt to complete their CFE program. And so if you're looking to maybe walk the stage this coming IFA convention and haven't done FranGuard yet, take advantage of the opportunity to do that here in Atlanta on September 28th as part of the Franchise Leadership and Development Conference. And speaking of CFE, CFE graduation requirements for 2017, you must have all your required credits in by the 20th of November. And so, once again, a great reason for utilizing this FranGuard session as a way to help you get to those needed points and have them reported into IFA on time by the 20th of November. So perhaps you can walk across the stage this year. Last thing, Paul, before I get to my weekly veteran franchisee of the week, IFA did something I've never seen them do before. They may well have done it. I've just never seen it before as part of Smart Brief or as part of the Insider. I saw a call for partners. IFA is seeking marketing partners or a marketing partner for 2017. They've issued a request for information to help support marketing efforts for the 2017 annual convention. Preliminary responses to a request for information due by Friday, August 26th, with a selection anticipated by September 30th. So, anybody out there who didn't know that IFA was looking for your precious marketing services, now is the time to respond. Mm-hmm. And lastly, Paul is the Veteran Franchisee of the Week. Every week we celebrate and call out a franchisee as VetFran is celebrating its 25th anniversary in 2016. And so we've been contributing to that by helping to showcase their Veterans of the Week. And this week it's a gentleman named Rick Martin. Rick is a franchisee of Tint World Automotive Styling Centers in Albany, New York. Served in the U.S. military for 8 years, and his quote is, "The military demands your attention to detail that goes a long way for my customers, too." Find out more about Rick and VetFran at IFA website, franchise.org, and support our veterans in franchising and help more of them find their way into franchising. And that, Paul, is the front of the house.
That's some great stuff, Stan. Isn't there a FranGuard session at the beginning of the Springboard Conference as well in Philadelphia?
You know, it's quite possible, Paul, and shame on me for not calling that out as well, because Springboard, can't believe it. All, you know, we're getting into silly season, Paul.
Yep.
They're almost every week one conference ends and another one begins.
I know it. Well, Stan, as we talk about things running into each other, as I posted late last night on social media, I want to remind everybody once again within the franchise community, please begin to post comments on American Express's Small Business Saturday Facebook page, referring to franchising as being very much a part of small business. You know, this is something that I have been very passionate about going toe-to-toe with American Express for going on 6 years now. We need to encourage customers to frequent local franchise businesses as they buy local. We need to continue to make strides in getting American Express to recognize franchising in their Small Business Saturday program. We've been doing a good job of it. We still have a long, long way to go. And, of course, together we continue to make progress. And I thank you for everybody's involvement in this, because it's kind of difficult to do this as a one-man band. So talking about, you know, franchise growth, emerging brands, and every bit as much as independent businesses, you know, we are really happy that All Points PR and Fishman PR has really been helping us with some great guests. And this week, All Points Public Relations brings us two great guests. They founded Sir Grout in mid-2005, and this dynamic duo has transformed the way Americans care for their most treasured surfaces, both at home and at work. Those two individuals I'm talking about are Jeff Gill and Tom Lindberg, and we're looking forward to them today sharing how they've introduced to the home service industry and maintain the highest standards built upon a foundation of commitment to excellence that stems from incorporating a Six Sigma mindset. Jeff, Tom, welcome to Franchise Today.
Hey, guys.
Thank you.
Well, thank Glad you to have you with us.
Pleasure to be here.
So, as we discussed in our pre-show preparation, you know, we really want to know a little bit about, you know, both of you, how you got to the point of Sir Grout, and I guess we'll start with you, Jeff.
Okay, sure. Well, I started out as an executive recruiter for over 20 years, and as a recruiter in the high-tech industry, I was fortunate enough to work with and also be mentored by some of the greatest entrepreneurs in the last few decades, like Steve Jobs and John Chambers, Larry Ellison of Oracle. So I've been very, very fortunate throughout my career. And at the beginning of the tech wreck in the early 2000s, I had decided that it was time to exit the high tech and recruiting industry and thought that franchising might be the direction for me. So I actually entered into a small franchise that did high-end car paint chip repair. And I like being around cars, so this was ideal for me. But my drive to continue to grow the business pushed me towards Sir Grout. I basically took a concept of fixing paint on exteriors of cars to steam cleaning the interior of these cars and recognizing that steam cleaning was probably a better opportunity for grout than it was for car interiors. And that was kind of the birth child for Sir Grout.
And then how did that bring you guys together as partners, or did that happen before? What was the beginning of the two of you finding each other?
Well, Tom and I have known each other for 30 years. Our wives were roommates in college, so we were friends before this venture. And when I thought this was a duplicatable and franchisable opportunity, I wanted a strong partner, somebody I can trust, somebody with good business sense. And I actually asked Tom to join me, and he can kind of pick the story up from there.
Sure. So in my background, I came from consumer products world. I was vice president and director of international marketing at Honeywell for their global brands, and then became CEO of a consumer products, again, within the automotive world. And when I left my last job, I got in contact with Jeff, you know, as a recruiter, figured I'd do some networking. And, you know, he had told me that he was steam cleaning, you know, his foyer and a couple of neighbors' homes. And I said, yeah, are you crazy? I mean, I don't get it. You know, you can buy a steam cleaner online or at a, you know, at a department store, and, you know, what's so special about it? And it was, I'll never forget it. He says, Tom, he goes, stop with all that corporate stuff. Would you just come down and take a look at what I'm doing? And I said, Jeff, it's how is this unique? How is this novel? So anyway, we met up, and sure enough, he had some customers, and he was steam cleaning grout. But where things really changed, and when I decided to partner with Jeff, is when we found a sealant that you then add over the top of the grout that actually recolors the grout and seals it simultaneously. And when I saw that, my sort of marketing head exploded, you know, recognizing that consumers would really want to latch on to something like this. It's very compelling, very unique. And basically, to cut to the chase, our value proposition is when we're done with your hard surfaces, they look brand new. And many times people say look better than new. So that's when I decided, boy, this is not a crazy idea. Jeff and I can take this color sealing technique and then grow this beyond that to be a full service hard surface restoration business.
Great story. And so consumers, the primary customer for your product, and I want to talk about a little bit about the consumer side of your business and how the value proposition of Sir Grout comes to the attention of the consumer, and then what it is that you do so differently and so uniquely that gets those consumers telling 100 people, you got to talk to these guys and take a look at what they've done for us. What's the story on the consumer side that gets the buzz going, and how do you go about making that something that a consumer really understands?
Well, let me start with the sort of Six Sigma approach that separates Jeff and I's thinking. We use the Six Sigma methodology in starting the business. Six Sigma is a highly disciplined process focused on creating winning products and winning services. So the goal, the competitive advantage, is to perform our processes or our services, if you will, flawlessly every time. It's like landing an airplane, right? It has to be flawless execution. And what Jeff and I are sort of, popular for saying is, it's like a recipe, right? If your cake doesn't rise, it won't rise. Too much flour, too little water, right? Or the wrong temperature. So at the core for us, we understand what customers want to see, how they want to feel. So we work hard to reduce any variation, that would affect that outcome. And that's what Six Sigma is all about. You measure everything, all the variables. So people, processes, and products, we measure all those things and make fact-based decisions. And with a continuous improvement mindset, all centered and focused around the customer, that's how we're able to satisfy them. We take a much deeper, sort of consumer approach to things. And the Six Sigma part of it is, this is sort of a silly fact, you never actually achieve Six Sigma. If you achieve Six Sigma, that's 3.4 defects per million occurrences. So you never actually get there, but you strive for it. So in other words, the best way to describe it is when people say, oh, I'll get it 99%, perfect every time. Well, to someone like me, a Six Sigma black belt, that's not good enough. A 1% failure rate on a million airplane landings is 10,000 crashes. Right? So Jeff and I really, really work hard to understand consumers' needs and desires, and we deliver. And it's our recipe that's been built that does it flawlessly. And the only icing on the cake is we have some things that we do to make people really feel, fantastic. We we're all humans, right? And we remember how companies make us feel. So we're very, very focused on that, and that's one of our key competitive advantages.
I know from having done a lot of consulting in the commercial cleaning industry
that floor care is obviously, or flooring is one of the biggest investments that, you know, office space has. And of course, you know, with big elaborate, you know, waiting areas, big elaborate, you know, lobbies and stuff, there's a lot of hard floors there and thus a lot of hard floor care that's necessary. How well has Sir Grout and your processes been accepted into the commercial space?
Well, we generally started out as focusing on the residential community, and we wanted to get that to where it's as close to perfect as we can. The commercial environment now is a growth area for us, and we are introducing these processes that we have right now and some new products that are very, very unique to the industry. What we're able to provide for the commercial industry is they want to be not inconvenienced. They want it done quickly, they want it done at a good price, and they want it done well. And we're able to deliver results quickly because we're not a demolition company. We can actually achieve like new or better than new results overnight, literally, without demolition, inconvenience, and their customers or their workers are back on these surfaces the next day. That's what separates us from almost any process out there. It's that constant attention to their need to be convenienced. We worry about inconvenience, so we talk about convenience. And so we're growing quickly and steadily in the commercial environment because we're able to deliver something that gives them price satisfaction and convenience.
Yeah, and I think you're definitely, you know, spot on there. I know, as I said, being involved consulting in the commercial cleaning industry for, you know, several clients that literally had, you know, millions of square feet to deal with every day. It was always interesting to me that if the floors looked, especially the hard floors, looked spotless and brand new and shining and gleaming, the rest of the building didn't even have to be up to par on the cleaning standards. Not that they didn't do that, but it was amazing what was overlooked. But yet everything else could be spit spot perfect. And if there was even one little area in the hard floor area, all arms went up and there was all kinds of complaints that the place wasn't clean. So, you know, definitely in that first impression area, boy, that really keeps facility managers very, very happy. So, you know, kudos to you on that, looking at, you know, both consumer models, the retail as well as the consumer side of things. I mean, that's really very interesting. So with your, you know, your franchise now, you know, obviously, as you said, you're talking about commercial being, you know, the growth mode going in. Is there any difference in the process when you're dealing with 1,000 square feet as opposed to maybe 10,000 square feet?
There actually is. As funny as it may sound, is the larger the square feet, the faster the process actually goes and more square feet you can cover per hour. Open spaces are actually easier to deal with than closed spaces. The methodology is the same, but the more space you have open to work, the faster it goes. But fortunately for everybody, we're able to maintain our consistency, as Tom mentioned, because the process really doesn't change all that much depending on where we are. So, you know, from a franchisee perspective, the beautiful part is this is not complicated. You know, it's I like to say it's so simple it's stupid.
You're listening to Franchise Today. I'm Stan Friedman along with Paul Segretto. And today we're speaking with two guys who clearly know how to seal the deal. Tom Lindberg and Jeff Gill, co-presidents of Sir Grout. Franchise Today is brought to you by FRM Solutions, offering best-in-class CRM and document management software designed specifically for franchise relationships. FRM solutions are both cloud-based and fully accessible from right inside your Outlook inbox. With FRM, you spend more time focused on your business, while systems are effectively managed, workflows and collaborative communications by your software. Sort, report and dashboard all of your vital data, and empower your teams to accelerate franchise sales, streamline store openings, and better manage field ops, unit level economics, and compliance. And now you can even manage all of your emails and text messages in one single place. No hassles, no long-term contracts, no excuses, just solutions, FRM solutions on the web at frmsolutions.com. Franchise Today also brought to you by the Franchise Foundry. With more than 30 years' experience helping emerging brands bring sustainable growth to their franchise concepts, Franchise Foundry utilizes a hybrid approach, combining coaching and consultation to foster effective solutions for their clients. You can count on the Franchise Foundry for general business, operational or change management, digital marketing, and, of course, franchise recruitment and development. They'll assist you, too, with mergers and acquisitions, so to learn more about the Franchise Foundry and their expanding list of clients, visit www.franchisefoundry.com for Paul Segretto's Franchise Foundry. So, Jeff, I want to lead into the franchising portion of our discussion, noting something that I'd otherwise not have known, but for the fact that you and I have a guy named David Eisenson in our lives.
Oh, I'm
David, about a year or so ago, made an introduction to me. And I came and spent some time visiting you, and it was then that I learned that you had a partner, but that your partner is up in Connecticut. So
correct.
Tell us a little bit about how you guys manage your business and how you operate with partners, 600-700 miles away, and how each of you has responsibilities for a certain portion of the business, how you bring it all together, and then let's talk about the value proposition of Sir Grout for franchisees.
Sure. It's quite amazing how Tom and I work in concert. We actually don't have you take this, I'll take that. We have been in sync for over 10 years now, and we kind of double team things. Where I might miss, he picks up, and vice versa. It really is a great combination. Not all partnerships work out that way. We just happen to be very fortunate. And it translates well into the entire company. As far as helping everybody remotely or all around the country, from Tom being in Connecticut and me being here in Georgia, we have this process really down pat. We're completely automated. We have a terrific software system that everybody in the company uses. It's a CRM software and a platform that's easily accessible. All you have to do is be able to have internet access, and you have total access to your business. So from a franchisee perspective, they can see every bit of activity that's going on within their organization, from their technicians to their salespeople to where they are, and all future and past activity. And Tom and I have that visibility into that as well. So it gives us that cohesiveness. And everybody knows where everybody is. There's a lot of moving parts here, but they all seem to work very well in sync. And a lot of it is because we are very technologically oriented. I come from a tech background. I'm a believer in technology, and I'm constantly introducing new ways for this to be easy for everybody to work in concert. So we have a franchise in Singapore, and we're able to communicate and work with him seamlessly. So location these days, it's a very small world with technology.
It's very interesting. With your franchisees, what type of franchisees are you looking for? Who would be best suited to operate their own Sir Grout?
So, yeah, this is Tom. We're looking for people primarily there are more sales marketing type folks, that need to be people that can, meet and greet and be able to communicate our value proposition. We also look for folks that are willing to follow a process. You know, not everyone's willing to do that. So, mm-hmm. We talk about our recipe and the need to follow it, because if you don't follow a recipe, you don't get taken. The other thing that we're looking for is personality. we prefer that you have zero experience in the hard surface industry because we cannot accept any bad habits from a prior career. So we have learned, you know, through our refining process that, you know, hire for personality and then train them on how to do it. And then you know, consistently coach and mentor them in our processes and techniques. And, you know, that's the winning formula. So I would say, you know, sales marketing folks, some business background does help, but Jeff and I teach you all of that. And, of course, as long as you're operating on our platform, our CRM platform, which is completely cloud-based and digitized, all of our processes are digitized, you can you know, be very successful.
So, Tom, I read a quote from you that said, "We have received numerous accolades and awards for our brand, but none are quite as special as the heartfelt acknowledgments we receive from our franchise owners and the glowing reviews from our satisfied customers." What type of heartfelt acknowledgments from the franchisees are you talking about?
Well, I'm glad you. That's very nice of you to bring that up. Jeff and I are just very passionate about making people happy. I mean, at the end of the day, business is not complicated. All you have to do is make your customers happy and give them what they ask for. And Jeff and I treat our franchises like customers. You know, some of our franchises will say, "Well, you know, we support you and Jeff," and we said, "No, it's the other way around. You're our customer, and if you're successful, we're successful." So, you know, the hair on the back of my neck stands up when I get a testimonial from a franchise or from a consumer. It's what consumes us. It's what drives us, and that's the kind of people Jeff and I are, and that's the approach that we take. I mean, you know, some of our competitors I will call – respectfully, you know, a loose confederation of contractors. That's not who Jeff and I are. We come from a very sort of, you know, laser-focused on flawless execution with a customer so that, you know, we're able to say things like that.
It's interesting. You brought back to memory the old Walt Disney adage about hire the attitude, train the skill. And in many service businesses, more would do well to follow that, because you can teach the disciplines of the business or the skills of the business, but the personality piece, boy, that if that doesn't come with them, it's not likely ever going to be there.
Yeah, and you know, so we look for people that want to sign up for the vision that we have. I mean, if you don't feel compelled by our eagerness to make people happy, if that doesn't like motivate you and do it with a strong moral compass, you know, we don't really want to talk to you much further. I mean, you got to really have the desire to win. You have to have the desire to please, and that's not something that you can teach. But Jeff and I can, you know, understand from talking and interviewing people, especially with Jeff's, you know, interviewing and recruiting skills. It's a big advantage for us, and of all the years that we've been doing this, we only lost one franchise. Every single one of them has maintained, and more than 50% of them have gone on to buy additional territories. They sign up for the vision. They want to do it the right way as well, and when we think that we're going in that direction.
So with that in mind, what's on the landscape for the balance of 16 and into 2017 in terms of number of locations currently operating and what's planned for the next year?
We currently have 37 units operating, and we would ideally like to be closing in on 50 within the next 18 months. What makes this so special, and the reason Tom and I are also so passionate about the opportunity, is that constant pursuit of being better. There's no rest here. Just as an aside, we have our own call center. So all of the employees of the call center are trained in SurGrout methodology, same thing that all of the franchises are trained about customer satisfaction. So much so, and we're such sticklers about customer satisfaction, and our franchises not losing opportunity, that our call center answers 93% of every phone call that comes into this company live and within three rings or less. And those calls that we do miss, most of them are after, you know, after midnight, or calls that aren't related to the business or long numbers. So there's a constant pursuit of perfection here. And we don't like to sit still. We've been franchised almost 9 years, and we have introduced new products, eight out of 9 years. So what's on the horizon is we feel that getting the word out, and we appreciate, you know, being on this show so more people can know about what I call the best opportunity nobody knows about. So I want it to be one of the best opportunities people do know about. And what's really special is we are releasing a extremely new concept to the hard surface area. And if you'd like me to mention that, I'm happy to talk about it a little.
Are you talking about your Restyle Your Tile?
That is correct. Restyle Your Tile is basically a product that comes out of Europe that is really not prevalent here in the United States yet, but very prevalent in Europe. And it's a very thin porcelain tile, about 3 dimes thick, they go 3 centimeters, that is designed to tile over existing tile without demolition. Now, out there, you have other companies that use acrylic, and there are people that do buy that. What we're able to do at the same price and in the same amount of time and no demolition is produce a product for the customer that is Italian porcelain and all the latest styles of glass and all the beautiful tile styles you see out there within the same time and the same price range as these acrylic overlays. So this is a time in the business that is very, very unique, not only for the tile industry, and we're fortunate enough to be able to bring this technology, but also to be able to give people a ground floor opportunity to get in with Sir Grout, and what now is part of it is Restyle Your Tile. So we're over the moon about it. We can't wait to see where this is going to go.
Did I hear you correctly? Did you say a grout floor opportunity or a ground floor opportunity, or is the answer to both yes?
Both yes.
So let's talk a little bit about who the franchise candidate is and how they find you, because I suspect, as we have discussed, Paul and I, with many of our guests, nobody wakes up on a Tuesday or a Wednesday morning and says, gee, I hope I can go find myself a grout franchise today. Nobody even wakes up and says, I want to be a franchisee today. So how do you bring to the attention of other corporate veterans with passion and with attitudes like yours the knowledge that this genie can be rubbed out of the lamp that they don't even know exists?
Well, right now, it's, as I said, it's best kept secret, and our growth has been totally organic. It has been people that know Tom and I from our prior business experience that wanted to be in business with us, people that have known people that own a franchise, and we felt that we wanted to go with a slow and steady growth so we can focus our efforts on successful franchises. Tom had mentioned we had lost only one franchise in the 9 years, and we want to continue to even improve on that. We don't want to lose any franchises. So we did not, by design, go out and try to grow rapidly because we wanted to focus on growth. And we actually consciously did not add a franchise in 2015 in a growth economy, and there was an article written about it. And we just wanted to focus on efforts for our existing franchises, and we actually grew 30% without adding a single franchise. So now that we have that model proven, now we want to share this opportunity with other people. So being with people like you, Stan, and working with All Points and some other people that are now pursuing us because the word is getting out, and Entrepreneur Magazine, we're making the effort to be an opportunity that people know about.
So can we talk a little about the process and how you assure, you know, I mean, it's great that you haven't lost but one in 9 years. I dare not ask if there are any that you've got that you haven't lost that you wish you could, because we don't want to go there. But what I do want to know is how do you assure yourselves that somebody is really that person with the same shared vision, values, ethics, and attitude, more importantly than anything? What's your process? How do you flesh out and separate the wheat from the chaff and those who think they may want to versus those who you think should?
Well, you know, looking at background is innate to me. I have 23 years of recruiting top executives for some of the top entrepreneurs in history. So I've been under the gun for 23 years, and I'm basically utilizing those skills and being able to make that call. Not everybody has that, you know, that ability or has been given that opportunity to learn what I've learned. And so it's really repetition, Stan, and it's really innate to my business ability. And Tom has also hired high-level people in his tenure as well. And we defer to each other's better judgment. So there's I wish I can give you a secret formula, but it's really – the secret formula is really Tom and my ability to recognize personalities, backgrounds, and knowing what works at Sir Grout and having the vision to make the right decisions, because we have turned plenty of people away. And I think that's one of the reasons we have such a low failure rate. So I wish I had that secret formula for you, but it really is our ability to recognize talent and recognize not people that are untalented, but that just might not be a fit for Sir Grout.
Sure. So tell us a little bit about the opportunities itself. Single unit, multi-unit, area development, investment level. Is this an opportunity that is a location-based opportunity? And also, is there a exclusive market territory?
Yes, on to everything. We do offer single territories. The beautiful part about us is our territories are extremely large in comparison to other home improvement companies. I mean, they exceed, in most cases, 200,000 homes and all the commercial business that are in that area. We do also offer, area development opportunities, and we do have one franchise owner that owns eight franchises. We do offer, that overseas as well. So, there are very few limitations here. We feel also the investment opportunity is we say the 5-for-1 deal here. Because we cover 5 different types of business models all within Sir Grout, you know, your grout restoration, we also do high-end stone restoration, we do hardwood flooring, we do slip resistance, and now restyle. So there's literally 5 opportunities with Sir Grout in one. And our investment opportunity is under 6 figures. And I think that's extremely hard to find with what we're able to work with and give you and what the long-term performance and potential is of the opportunity for under 6 figures. So, again, back to the best opportunity nobody knows about.
Do you have an item 19 in your franchise disclosure document?
We do. Yeah. This is actually the first year that we had it.
Excellent.
Guys, in the time we have left, any upcoming expos, shows, exhibits that you're going to be at that people can find you? If so, please share. And if not, please tell the audience how they can get back in touch with either and or both of you to learn more about your opportunity and your business.
Well, one of the areas that we want to focus on developing, you know, specifically right now is the East Coast of Florida. And there is an expo coming up that we are going to be looking into attending. We're not official yet, but it's something we want to look into. And if you're interested in Sir Grout, just go to sirgrout.com and fill out the interest request form. And we will get back to you usually in the same business day, and it's usually Tom or myself. We don't, you know, again, back to that customer service, we don't like anybody waiting. And if you're interested in us, you deserve the courtesy of getting a call back right away. So if you go to www.sirgrout.com and fill out the request form, We'll get it right away, and you'll hear from us very quickly.
Awesome. Guys, I want to thank you for joining us today, sharing your story with us, and giving us the opportunity to put you up on our radar screens so that we can keep an eye on not only the additional growth of Sir Grout, but have you back to talk more about the success of Restyle Your Tile as that comes on the grid in the months and years to come. Thanks again, gentlemen.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Paul, we found another brand that nobody's ever heard of, and what a story to tell.
Yeah, what a great story. And I love the fact of partners working so well in sync together. Just very, very difficult to do, and they're doing it from, you know, multiple locations, which is interesting in and of itself.
Might have something to do with the success, Paul. Who knows?
Maybe that's why we
Yeah, there you go. Hey, Paul, I wanted to just circle back here at the end of the program with a program note that I really didn't pay enough attention to on the front of the house, and that is the upcoming Springboard Conference, September 21, 2, and 3, is at the Logan Hotel in Philly. And Springboard, for those who don't know it, is a forum for emerging franchisor founders and senior executives to discuss common pitfalls that face all emerging brands and really get into some real-time discussion about how real people and companies overcome foreseeable obstacles and make the most of what otherwise could be fleeting opportunities. This is a conference you shouldn't miss, and emerging brands can be, you know, even 50 or 100 units in many cases will still call themselves emerging. Great conversation by some of the best and the best in the industry. There'll be 20 diverse subjects, all specifically geared toward those brands that are in emerging growth mode. So make plans to be in Philadelphia. Get in touch with Lane Fisher or Brad Fishman, or just, you know, Google Springboard Franchising, and you'll find the conference. And you just don't want to miss this one. Can't believe it's been a year already and that it's right back on our doorstep. But here it is, Paul. And as we come to the end of our time together, Paul, we can't let you get away without telling me a little bit more about something that goes into that you just can't make it up category that we so frequently find another story to tell that kind of takes and trumps the ones we've heard before, and that was no pun intended. What's up this week in that category,
so,
Paul? What have you got for us?
KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, launches a fried chicken scented sunscreen. Much can be said about the smell of KFC's fried chicken. Now that aroma can be found in an exclusive limited run sunscreen available for free online starting Monday. It's offering 3,000 bottles of extra crispy sunscreen, which works just like any other SPF, except that it smells like fried chicken. The Louisville-based chain even tapped infamously bronzed actor George Hamilton to play the Colonel for the promotion, and it noted that Hamilton is the brand's first product-specific Colonel. You just can't make this stuff up.
Paul, we are 9 days, 23 hours, 11 minutes, and 21 seconds from the 15th annual National Buffalo Wing Festival, and I am going to have to get in touch with somebody at Yum to find out how we get that product to Buffalo this year. We're better than there to showcase that and go public in the marketplace.
Yeah, just don't come up with a wing sauce smelling sunscreen. I think we're just going a little bit over the top.
Certain things are to be seen and not smelled, I think.
Eaten. I mean, or eaten. I just cracked up, you know, wanting to walk around all day smelling like fried chicken. I don't think
no.
so. Well, Nick, Stan, we got another great guest from Global Franchise Opportunities, another one that All Points PR has sent us. His name is Bill Redfern. We're looking forward to that show as well. Until next week, my name is Paul Segretto, wishing you the best, the very best in this great, great thing we call franchising. And Franchise Today is out.